Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We are doing, believe it or not, the first candidate for governor interview in the 2026 election cycle because current Marion County Commissioner Danielle Bethel has put her name out there and is already getting started. And so we wanted to talk to her today. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit about your growing up, your background, where you're from.
Yeah, so I'm a fifth-generation Oregonian. I was born in Lane County in Eugene at Sacred Heart Hospital, for those of you that are familiar with the area. And I now live up in Marion County with my family. I have three children and two grandchildren. And I experienced, I think, a little bit of a different childhood than the average person who's seeking the American dream. My parents divorced when I was really little, and my mom gained custody of myself and my sister, and she suffered from pretty serious mental health issues, which took us all along the I-5 corridor for, my whole youth, actually, until late in elementary school. We ended up landing in the Salem area. And I stayed put. She carried on a little while later in life. I navigated the later part of my teens on my own, thanks to good community stewards, was able to keep myself out of trouble and focus on, you know, one priority ahead of me after the next. And I've always just been a member of the community that wants to help others. I had the opportunity growing up because of the circumstances that I navigated to be helped by people who were loving and supportive, and I feel a bit of a need to pay it forward, if you will, and that's led me into a lot of different experiences and opportunities across many communities to help folks. And now I find myself as an elected official in Marion County in a really great position, being able to help folks with services and systems of care that make a difference.
Now, how long have you been a Marion County Commissioner?
5 years.
And what led to running for that office?
Oh, some friends in the community said it would be a good idea. I actually, in 2018, I was a pretty frustrated parent and was navigating some issues in my local school system that were impacting my children and not really getting a lot of headway with being heard or appreciated or respected as a parent. And because of that, I decided in 2019 to run for the local school board and was successful in that race, running against an incumbent that had been on the school board for 12 years and really elevating the voice of parents and parental rights and expectations of how I want my children to be raised by me and educated by systems that are safe and focusing on academics. And through that process, it cast me into a new, I suppose, arena or limelight for people to pay attention. At the time, I was the director of a chamber of commerce, so I had a lot of people in an environment that were navigating some similar challenges. We were experiencing COVID and a lot of political controversies at the time when I was on that school board. And the way I navigated some of the issues, really, I think is why folks asked me essentially to run. I was invited to a table of business owners and local elected leaders to ask me some pretty hard questions. And they have eventually just said, hey, we'd like you to consider running for this seat that was going to be open. And I spent some time thinking about it and asking some big questions and praying on it and eventually did it and was successful.
Wow, what a time to have your first elective office right before a pandemic.
Actually, I ran for commission the first time during 2020. I was elected in November of 2020, and it was unique. I had never run for an office that big before, so I didn't really know what to expect. So I think I kind of live the philosophy, you don't know what you don't know, so I can't dwell on it. And I just did what I think was right. I still maintained access in the community and in a safe way and was really transparent and really accessible and really creative with campaign systems through technology, and it paid off.
So how would you describe yourself politically?
I describe myself pretty easily as a moderate Republican.
And explain what that means, what that means for you.
Yeah, what it means essentially is that I'm a fiscal conservative. I believe in traditional family values and limited government, no overreach. If I'm just going to be frank, I'm the type of person that thinks people should mind their own business unless a request has been made. I don't like having the government pointing the finger and making decisions on behalf of people when they really don't know anything about people. I don't like the process of serving systems. I like serving people. And so through that lens, I think you have to have a more intimate government, which is why I think Oregon should have a smaller government that can be run from the local spaces versus a top-down, more of a bottom-up approach. I really believe in living within your means and not taking what you don't need, and have been able to practice that really well as a county commissioner in Marion for the last 5 years through policymaking and resourcing in a way that the community seems to thrive through.
And as most people would know, Marion County is pretty large, not only land-wise, but population-wise.
Yeah, Marion County is the fifth largest in the state. It has a population of almost 350,000 people, and it's equally urban and equally rural. It's actually, I think, one of the most fascinating counties because as a policymaker, I have the opportunity to really be in the weeds of an urban core dealing with all the challenges that large cities, you know, face. Salem is in Marion County. And also being able to go out to the really rural areas of the county into cities like St. Paul or Idana that have very small populations and very small systems and very different perspectives of values, and being able to serve right into the core of both of those. Because, you know, the people there equally want what they want, the way they want it, and I have to be flexible and thoughtful in order to serve them.
So why seek the office of governor?
Yeah, that's a big question. Every time someone asks, I honestly just giggle and go, well, you know, it wasn't like I woke up one day as a kid and said, I'm going to be the governor someday. It never really occurred to me that, first of all, I'd ever be an elected official. I've always just wanted to be somebody that can be a helper in my community, somebody that's present and loyal and people understand and have expectations of that they know I can meet. A couple of years ago, as a county commissioner, I had the opportunity to run for leadership for the county association. It's called the Association of Oregon Counties. And as I navigated through that system, partnering with commissioners in all 36 counties across Oregon, my perspective of how Oregon was being led and how decisions were being made gravely changed. In 2023, I was elected in as the president of that association, which thrust me to the top of the leadership ladder in the space for commissioners in the lobbying or advocating perspective at the legislature and with the governor's office. And so I was sitting at the table with the governor actively with her, you know, policy analysts and leaders of the legislature. And as I was at that table talking to these individuals, it just repeatedly kept coming up that they just don't know what I'm talking about, that they don't have an understanding or a depth of knowledge about how government is actually run, how I do my job as a county commissioner, or how a commissioner over in Lake County does his job, and what the services we provide are and why they're important or why they exist. And as I was navigating through that and being able to bring people from all perspectives to the table and have really big conversations, an example of that is the recriminalization of drugs in Oregon. I was the leader of the association when that navigated its way to the legislature. And having to sit at a table with people I fundamentally disagree with, but also be able to talk about the greater whole of Oregon from a perspective that everybody here matters and everybody's voice should be heard, it just resonated with me and my peers that we've never had anybody run for governor or be a governor that really understands what government's function is and could be. And through some discussions with my peers, if I'm being totally honest, I was trying to find anybody else to do it. And several of them just kept pointing back at me and talking to me about my energy and my desire to really be the best I can be, but to see Oregon be the best it can be. And so after a lot of prayer and thought with my family and talking to my strategy team, we said we should give it a try. Oregon deserves to have somebody in the governor's office that actually understands them and wants them to thrive the way they want to thrive. And I'm able to perform that as a county commissioner in this large county with very different perspectives through the diversity that we see here. And I believe that I'll be a valuable asset in the governor's office for every single county in this state and the cities that are in those counties. And I yearn for anybody to want to be a leader like that in this state, so we can really thrive through industry and through healthcare and through home ownership and pick an issue that seems to be a dumpster fire right now in Oregon, and I think I can make it better.
Now, you announced early, really early in a lot of ways. Talk about why.
Yeah, because it seems like everybody thinks that we should do really good, big things overnight in Oregon. And the climate in this state for somebody like myself that's a conservative to win, we all know, is an uphill battle. Like, I'm not living under a rock thinking that this is going to be a really easy task ahead of me. And I believe that the Oregonians that want change deserve my time. And in order to give them my time, I had to build that time into the campaign trail. So announcing early and as early as I did has given me the opportunity to get out ahead, frankly, of anybody else that may announce to come into this race, but also to be really diligent and really present in the communities across Oregon, to have the conversations and to hear the voters and to listen to my neighbors and to build a platform that is the voice of Oregonians, not just something that I made up overnight because I decided to throw myself into a seat that is really, really important to the life I want to live here.
Talk about the response you've gotten so far to your campaign.
It's been really positive in the spaces that we have navigated through. It's been, as far as me coming into an environment and talking to people, I've had really, really robust discussions that have been really heavy with frustration and a lot of emotion. I described last week in a presentation to a group of community members that Oregon is just across the board just feels defeated. It doesn't matter how much money you have. I sit down with multiple millionaires in different spaces and just regular common people like myself who are just trying to figure out how to make ends meet. And through that scale, people are so frustrated and they just can't quite pinpoint the one thing because there's so many things that they're frustrated by, whether it's the oppression of the economy or their oppression of their voice or their personal values or, I don't know, pick a thing. There's a lot of energy and a lot of frustration, a lot of negative energy around that. When I sit down at the table and listen to people, my hope is that we can strategize together a way to turn that around, a way for people to see me and to believe what I say to them, that when I say I'm going to show up for you, I mean that. I'm going to work really hard to be able to perform the wants and hopes that people lay out in front of me. And through that, I hope that there's the possibility that people want to show up for themselves and for Oregon through showing up to vote in this race in 2026 because it's so important. But the feedback that we receive from folks when I come around is I'm very direct. I am very transparent about the things I do know and the things I don't know. And I have a certain energy that people can describe however they want, and it's been described in varying scales. But I put all of my energy into the space, and people feel that.
Now, what would your top priorities be if you're ultimately elected governor?
Yeah, so for me, I think there's three main things that we need to focus on here in Oregon. The first being the economy. We are in danger in this state by driving business out. And it's not just a revenue problem for the state when we lose businesses. It's a job issue. It's a personal issue for people who don't have the ability to make means and ends meet for themselves. And so we need to be able to fix the state of mind that we have put out there that Oregon is not open for business. And we need to review the regulations that the legislature and these agencies have arbitrarily pushed on top of business, making it difficult for them to function and thrive here, which will push in a lot of change in other areas. It's been common to me so far, a theme that when I go into different communities across Oregon, that the average resident doesn't have as big of a base of understanding how the government functions in this state as I would like them to have. And that's a failure of our education system. You know, we don't teach enough in depth and detail about civics in Oregon as a local system. And I want to look at the education system. I have three children that have gone through the public school system, one that's currently in it. And I can tell you that across the board, aside from the obvious data we've all seen in the media, that we have a major issue in front of us. And we need to fix that. If we are not educating young minds, then this state is headed for massive failure long term. If people even choose to stay here, because gosh, if you don't have a job, then you can't afford to live. And if you can't afford to live, then why would you be here? So I want to focus on the economy. I want to focus on education. And then in combination, I really think we need to take a hard look at behavioral health and public safety. And I say that together because together is the crisis we're involved in right now. We have a massive homeless epidemic on our hands, which is crisis level. It's not just a housing issue. It's a full-on mental health, addiction, behavioral health combined system of failure that impacts our public safety system in really critical ways. And I'm not just talking about throwing money at the issue. Oregon has a substantial amount of money in their behavioral health system of care that I believe is not proportionately allocated, I think is mismanaged woefully at the state level, and is not created through partnership down to the street level in every single community, and that has to be ratified. At the same time, this current legislative session, if anyone, as those were following along, could see that major cuts were happening to systems across the board, and public safety took a major hit through the parole and probation sector. Community corrections budgets were cut significantly at the county level, which means we're going to have more challenges in our local communities to deal with because we don't have anybody keeping eyes on the criminals that are on parole and probation. We don't have systems of care that collaborate with behavioral health to go out and to do the stabilization of the community outreach to try to create a sense of public safety. That's all a failure of the current governor and the legislature combined, not partnering with local jurisdictions to understand our needs. And I want to correct that because I believe and I know that Oregon can have a thriving business economy, a really stable, successful education system, and really safe, livable communities if we have somebody that understands those systems and how they function together and really emphasizes the bottom-up approach instead of a top-down approach.
Now, watching Oregon politics really all my life, but doing news here the last 17 years, interviewed countless candidates for governor of all the parties. One thing to note, there has not been a Republican governor since Vic Atiyah walked out of the office in 1987, which is two generations. So what makes you the person who could win?
Yeah, well, if I was arrogant enough to say it's got to be me, I would, but I'm not. I believe that when people take the time to get to know me and spend time in the space, they can see themselves in me. I've lived the difficulties that a lot of Oregonians are experiencing today, and I don't hide behind the reality that my life is. You know, I have experienced real hardships growing up, and I've been able to persevere through that because of hard work and commitment, and because I was curious. And what we don't have is somebody willing to run for office, to stand in front of the public and just be honest and to make risky, hard decisions for the betterment. And as we navigate hurdles and challenges, openly talk about that and invite people into the space and to collaborate and have real partnerships. What I've seen in my 20 years in this arena, because outside of being an elected official, I have been a staunch advocate in the legislature and in communities for various topics. I've never been inspired by somebody running for governor, and I want to be inspired. So I work every day to be able to push out the authenticity that I offer into the world so I can inspire other people to get involved. Because there's not one person that's going to be able to make this massive impact that we need to see in Oregon for its future by themselves. We have to be doing it together. And while I am a conservative, I don't pretend to take marching orders from any one particular group. I have a mind of my own. I'm driven, committed, very committed by how my heart feels and by the information, the data, the science, and the pulse of what's going on around me. And that's been lacking for a really long time. I think Oregonians deserve to have a candidate that is just a regular person that knows how to do the job, that's going to work really hard to get it done for them, and get out of this whole finger-pointing, agenda-driven nonsense that just irritates people. Like, all we do is go election after election after election of just all this negativity. Like, it's time for us to be a little more positive and a little more inspiring and take the things that are hard and work our way out of them instead of just keep pointing at things and saying, that's broken. Like, I'm ready to show up with solutions and really get the job done. I'm really tired of talking about it.
About 30 seconds left. How do people get connected to your campaign to find out more about you?
Yeah, thank you. You can go to DanielleBethelForGovernor.com. And there's two L's in Bethel, B-E-T-H-E-L-L. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and X. And I would love to connect with anyone. I can be reached by email at team@DanielleBethelForGovernor.com. And we would love invitations for folks to bring me down to their community to have community conversations so we can learn more about you.
All right, our first interview with a candidate for governor for 2026, current Marion County Commissioner Danielle Bethel. Thanks for being on today.
Thanks so much for the invitation. Have a great day.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.